Coast 93.1. Hi, it's the Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. This is a big moment. Just a couple days after the 6-month anniversary of the Lewiston shootings, Just in Time Bowling will be reopening its doors today. And Justin and Samantha, the owners, are on with us. And you guys were there the night of the shooting, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
So how are you feeling? I mean, like, you're busy getting ready, but this has got to be so emotional.
Excited.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Nervous, too, because, I mean, you know, we haven't been open for 6 months, so it's like getting back into the routine of everyday life.
Right.
Right.
It's very rare for sites of these shootings to reopen.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the schools have been demolished.
Hmm.
And the businesses usually, statistically, were supposed to fail.
Right.
Wow.
What made you decide to reopen?
Me, in particular, was one of the bowlers that we lost. He was a really good friend, and he was a mentor to all the kids. And I was kind of in a fog immediately after for a while.
Sure.
And I don't know if I was asleep because I wasn't sleeping much or if I was just daydreaming, but I clear as day can remember him telling me that you have to open. You can't not open. These kids need this place. This is, and it was because my first thought for 3-4 days was no way. I don't even know if I can step foot back in there again, let alone reopen.
I'm sure.
When was the first time you both did set foot back inside after that night?
I went back in there the Saturday after because I had to let the cleaning crew in.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Wow.
And then Justin was probably like 2 weeks later, maybe?
Okay.
It took a bit.
Yeah. What did you change to get it ready to open? Did you decide we need some new colors? Did you...
Everything.
Everything,
oh,
yeah.
You did, huh?
Everything. We changed the flooring. We changed the colors, our logo. I mean, the only thing that's the same is the name.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's going to feel a little bit like a memorial space.
Yeah.
How do you think you'll balance that with, like, it being fun, too?
Right.
We were very subtle with our memorial and our remembrance of the people we lost, but we can't forget, and we wouldn't expect anybody, but we also had some help from a lot of people to make sure that it's not right in your face every time you walk in.
Yeah.
Right.
And the community wants to support you.
The feedback I'm getting, I feel that we're getting, this community is amazing.
Yeah.
Everybody has been rallying behind us and helping us and supporting us. And I feel that this community is going to make this work.
It is such a symbolic gesture of moving forward, not forgetting, but moving forward and persevering and being
honoring those people,
resilient, yes,
who loved to bowl and be there, and right.
And that's what it's all about. Is the people that we lost love this place, and I feel that they want this, and they're here supporting us and helping us through all of these emotions and all of the steps to get to where we are now.
Justin and Samantha from Just in Time Bowling, which is opening today for the first time in Lewiston. I imagine there's a fair amount of staff who was working that night who are still going to work there, and a lot of new folks too, right? What does that look like?
It is a mix. We got a lot of people actually reaching out, wanting to join the team, and the staff that we've added are, I already feel that they're part of the family, and I mean, it took us a while just to decide when it was okay to actually put a post out for applicants.
Right.
Not that I planned for, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
In the same boat. None of us see this coming.
Well, good luck, you guys. I hope your opening, reopening today is great. I know it'll be emotional, sort of the mix of remembering, but also healing and creating new joyful memories.
Exactly.
A show of resilience and defiance and hope.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much. Appreciate the call.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you guys.
Take care, guys. Good luck. Have a
great
day.
You too.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.